Dr. Pinsky with a case review on Michael Ornstein, O-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. As per the record supplied, Michael Ornstein underwent x-rays of his right hand at work on 1/31/23 period. This showed fractures of the proximal phalanges of the third and fourth fingers. Period. On 2/3/23, he was seen by hand surgeon Dr. Dumas, D-O-U-M-A-S. Period. He reported sustaining an injury on 1/31/23 when his hand got caught and pinned under a wheel. Period. He went to a local emergency room where x-rays showed fracture of the right long finger and ring fingers. Period. He also had lacerations that were cleansed and sutured on the right long finger. Period. He came in today bandaged and with alumifoam splints along his fractures. Period. He complained of ongoing pain and had been using Motrin and Bactrim twice per day. Period. He described the x-rays from an outside facility, showed mildly displaced ring finger proximal phalanx shaft fracture in its displaced long finger proximal phalanx neck fracture with mild comminution. Period. They elected to pursue surgical intervention. Period. On 2/8/23, Dr. Dumas performed open reduction with pinning of right long finger proximal phalanx fracture. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was right long finger proximal phalanx fracture and right ring finger proximal phalanx shaft fracture. Period. He followed up postoperatively on 2/17/23. Period. X-rays showed the distal phalanx fracture is present in the long finger with displacement and pins in similar position. Period. There is a minimally displaced ring finger proximal phalanx fracture at the shaft with no change in position. Period. Sutures were removed and dressings were placed. Period. He was followed regularly and had serial x-rays done. Period. Occupational therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. He saw Dr. Dumas on 12/11/23. Period. He had pin removal on 3/13/23. Period. He is able to almost make a full fist. Period. He felt like he had gained most of his function back with no pain or but just stiffness. There was much improvement on exam, and the stiffness and the range of motion was improving. Period. He could not close the long finger into a full fist, but continues to improve. Period. There was no significant angular or rotational deformity that appears bothersome. Period. There was mild swelling. Period. Dr. Dumas ordered an additional period of occupational therapy to return on an as-needed basis. Period. On the visit of 10/27/23, Dr. Dumas wrote, his grip test on the injured hand is the same as the left hand. Period. On that visit, he cleared Mr. Ornstein to work in a full-duty capacity. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. On 1/31/23, Michael Ornstein's right hand was injured at work. Period. He had x-rays done that showed fractures of two fingers. Period. He then came under the hand surgical care of Dr. Dumas. Period. Surgery was done on 2/8/23, as noted above. Period. He followed up postoperatively and had his pins removed. Period. Occupational therapy was also rendered for several months. Period. As of 12/11/23, he had a relatively benign exam with Dr. Dumas. Period. He had already been cleared to return back to work in a full-duty capacity. Period. On the last occupational therapy note of 12/11/23, he had unspecified clinical findings. Period. I will rate this case using the sixth edition for the aforementioned fractures with a good functional result. Period. End.